Good morning, everybody. Hello. Oh, gosh. Are you still sleeping? Let's try it one more time. Ready? Good morning, everybody. That was a little bit better.
Good morning.
Awesome. Woo! Good job. So I'm Pastor Angela. I might not have met all of you yet. Do me a favor today. I might be not wanting this later, but right now I do. Good morning. Awesome. So after worship today, I would love it if all of you, if you're still around, to come over to me and tell me your name. Right now, we can't go around the circle, and I can't learn all of your names right now, but I'd love to learn them. Will you do that? If it's not today, then like next week, tell me your name. Can you nod and say, yes, I'll do that? Hi, Skylar. So next Sunday or this Sunday after worship, I want to learn your names. But today, right now, I want to talk about what Jesus said today in the gospel. Before we even delve into that, before we dive into the word, I want to show you this picture. Does this look familiar at all? What do you see on this picture? Food. Who likes food in general? Me. Spaghetti, yeah. Who likes bread?
Me.
Mm-hmm. French bread is awesome. I like French bread too. So what is bread made out of, girls and boys? Wheat. All kinds of grains, right? What else do we eat that's typically made out of grain? You said one thing already. Spaghetti. What's made out of it? So spaghetti is one thing, yeah? Muffins, correct, yes?
Are you still in the wheat section?
Yeah, wheat section. What's in the wheat section?
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes, yeah, cereal. So there's cereal here. Do you see my picture? What else? Crackers. Crackers, we like crackers. Crackers are awesome.
You have a saltine
cracker. Well, there's a picture of a saltine cracker right there just for you. He's licking his lips. All good. Yeah, bread. So I have another question. You ready? What happens when the bread has been around for too long? What happens?
It perishes.
Yes, it perishes. Wow, what a good word. It perishes. What does perishing mean? What does bread look like when it's perishing? Yes, what'd you say too? Moldy. You said moldy as well. Yeah, it gets gross, doesn't it? It's around for too long, so if you don't eat it, it perishes, it dies, it goes away. Well, my friends, Jesus called himself bread today. Did you notice that? Did you hear that?
Yes.
Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Do you think he's talking about bread like the bread on our food pyramid here?
No.
Thank goodness, no, right? He's not talking about this kind of bread, the kind that's made out of wheat and grain. He's using it as what we say is a metaphor or a description of who he is as God. Today, I'm going to read this for us. It's from the gospel. He said, I am the bread of life. Those who come to me will never go hungry. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. Much different than the bread that's on our food pyramid, right? Yeah. That's great. You're in the third grade and you learned about bread in school. That's important. So the bread that we eat, remember Pastor Jeff was with us last week and he brought the bread forward? That bread, if you don't eat that eventually, that's going to perish, right? Because it's bread. But when we take of it, it's this wonderful way of symbolizing and really taking in Jesus into ourselves. So when we take it into ourselves, it's never going to perish either, right? God becomes a part of us and is with us forever. So I want you to remember that this morning, that anytime you're eating bread, you can just remember too that Jesus said, I am the bread of life. But more than the bread that's going to perish in the pantry, this bread is going to last forever. And he's never going to leave us. He's with us always. Let's pray and give thanks for that. Lord God, we give you thanks that you have come into the world so that we may live and have life abundantly. We thank you for your Son, that he is the bread of life, that you feed us and fill us so that we may never go hungry again. And we give you thanks for grain and wheat and for the symbol of your love. In Jesus' name, all of God's children said, Amen. Thanks for coming on up.